The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. This is KCNR 96.5 FM. 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's Thursday morning, and it's not Carl and Linda, it's Trish Clark, because it's Thursday. And Carl's out this morning and may join me a little bit later. But I'm going to be talking this morning about a few things. I'm going to have Corey Morlock in at 7:30, and then Chief Mike Johnson from the Anderson Police Department at 8 o'clock. So we're going to have a fun-filled morning and talk about lots of things. It's 79 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of, oh my gosh, watch out, 110, a low of 74. Tomorrow, a high of 112 and a low of 73. And on Saturday, cooling right down to 102, and on Saturday night, a low of 66. And then over the weekend, on Sunday, actually 89. That's going to feel really good. Sunday night, a low of 60, mostly clear. And on Monday, a high of 90. And then, unfortunately, by Tuesday and what have you, it's going to, Wednesday, it's going to pop right back up to 100. We are going to get a little breather this weekend, and we'll look forward to that. I don't know about you, but I don't do this over 100 day after day really, really well. The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, they're locally owned and operated, and they give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Gosh, you know, there's so much going on in the world, and I guess all we still kind of hear about is the COVID and the riots, and it just, nobody wants to talk too much else. What else do you hear?
Right. Right now, we're hearing a lot still about COVID and, pulling down of statues and monuments and things like that. That's just heartbreaking. And, Francis Scott Key, the monument was pulled down in San Francisco. I'm sorry. That should never have happened. And so now it looks like they're going to start protecting the statues and monuments, which should have been.
Well, and, you know, I think that the president has shown a great patience.
And backbone, finally.
And trying to say, you know, this is a republic. Those governors and those mayors in those communities need to be controlling their jurisdictions. It's not up to the federal government to control everything in the states. However, I'm so glad to say that, you know, he has stepped forward. He said he plans to issue the executive order and points to the Veterans Memorial Preservation Act and says, I already have the power. And he says that he is anyone who vandalizes or destroys any monument, statue, or other federal property in the United States, they can go to prison for up to 10 years, and he's going to prosecute. And I'm hoping that's true. I would, you know, there's a saying, history is not there for you to like or dislike. It is there for you to learn from it. And if it offends you, even better, because then you are less likely to repeat it. It's not yours to erase. It belongs to all of us.
Absolutely. And, you know, you wouldn't go and tear down Auschwitz.
Because, I'm not sure at this point.
Does that make sense?
They deny it.
Yes, some do. But I'm just saying those are reminders and all these things. If some of these are so offensive, then put them in a museum. But to destroy them all out, or if they've been there for, you know, 100, 200 years, they've been there and they should be protected.
There are history.
Right.
This is no longer about ending racism. It's about erasing and rewriting American history. They don't want, they stopped teaching history in the schools. They're saying, oh, you know, I don't think we're going to teach American history past, World War I, World War II, maybe World War II. And if you pick up a history book for one of your younger, you know, in the schools today, you'd be amazed. There's a page and a half on World War II, two paragraphs. That's it. They don't want the younger generation to understand the history because then they can rewrite it and They don't even know what they're tearing down. Along with these young children, they have no idea who these people are. And it isn't about, again, I don't think they should tear down any of them. I don't think they should. It is our history. You may not like it. Maybe it offends you in some manner, but it reminds you not to repeat those same mistakes. And you can't tear down the if you tear down all of the Confederate statues, all of those things, does that make it go away? Does that mean it didn't happen? No, it just erases it from your mind. But the reality is we learned from that. We've moved forward as a nation by living through those things. We've learned from each one of those confrontations from the American Revolution down and forward, and we've learned and we've changed. I don't buy the systemic racist country. Not true. Just not true. Are there racist people in the United States? Absolutely. Are there pockets where we really need to make some differences? I would say that's absolutely true. The other thing I won't buy is the white supremacy, the white privilege. I just don't see that. Some people may take advantage of that in certain areas, but I don't think that I've ever gained anything from white privilege. I just don't believe that's true. I can remember we've gone through periods in this country and in the state of California where a white male couldn't get a job on a bet because you had to hire a minority. You can go both ways on that, and certainly there's problems, but nothing that tearing down statues and creating, tearing our history up, anarchy, that just isn't going to solve it. And I'm delighted to see that President Trump has come out and said, we're not doing it. And I noticed that he's really controlling it the last few nights in Washington, D.C. I'm hoping that these, It needs to end. Protest, I have no issue with controlled protest, where they're not stepping on my rights. But when they're crowding out a street, taking over downtowns, and stopping me from my normal path of going where I'm going, then they're stepping on my rights, and that's not peaceful protest.
No.
They and the rioting, and the looting, tearing up other people's property. You've got governors and mayors out there now saying, well, it's property. It can be replaced. That's not a serious crime. Darn right it's not a serious crime if they're not stealing from you. But let's see how they'd feel if their houses were broken into and destroyed. How about all those business owners in Seattle? Their livelihood's been shut off. They can't run their businesses. They're being torn down. They're being vandalized. They're being held hostage. That just doesn't make any sense to me. And for those officials to stand by and let it happen, I keep hoping that the president, well, I go both ways. I mean, sometimes I say, put a fence around it, don't give them anything, and don't let anybody out.
Right.
And just let them live with what they've created. That's kind of one side of my brain.
Or they get injured in that zone, then they call police for help.
Yeah, no, don't go.
Or they get hurt, like the most recent, someone was shot.
Yeah.
And then he's saying, well, now you've got to take care of me.
No.
And how about the cities that are saying, well, my city, people rioted and burned, now you've got to pay for it.
No.
And I'm thinking, are you kidding me? I'm like, come on. And then for Seattle, for them to say, oh, it's just a big old block party with armed guards. I'm sorry. No. And they've had at least 4 people shot in that area over the past few days. And it's fallen apart up there.
That is. And I think they're starting now to try to take it back.
Yeah. Well, it shouldn't be too hard.
Well, what started as protests against racism and police brutality, they've just evolved into tearing down statues. I mean, there's no rhyme or reason. I remember a few years back when they were tearing down the Florida thing or West Virginia, I don't remember which one. But anyway, the president said, okay, now you're going to tear down these Confederate statues and these things. Where do we go next? Do we go to George Washington and Thomas Jefferson? And everybody made fun of him and said, oh, that's just terrible. Nobody would do that. He's, just insane. Blah, blah. And well, guess what? Now they've torn down George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Teddy Roosevelt, Ulysses S. Grant, who, by the way, was the one that defeated the Confederacy Army. Francis Scott Key, he wrote our national anthem, for heaven's sakes. Spanish missionary, Junipero Serra. All these people, what does that have to do with police brutality? It doesn't. It just doesn't. And it needs to, all lives matter. We need to just get back to that. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM online and AM 1460 on this Thursday, June 25th. The time 7:15.
You can make mountains ring, or make the angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing, and you may not know why. Come on, people now, smile on your brother. Everybody get together, try to love one another right now.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
You win, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AddisonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
And now back to our show.
Good morning, Starshine.
I can identify with that. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. If you've got something you'd like to bring up, give us a call at 605 4567 or jump into the chat room. And Sue's kind of keeping an eye on that. So if there's something comes up there, we can talk about that as well. We were talking just before the break. This portion of the show is brought to us by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all models and makes of heating and cooling systems. Not a good time to not have your air conditioner working. They give warranty guarantees, 7 days a week, and 24-hour service. So if that sucker breaks down, you can give them a call at 221-2642. Nobody wants to be without an air conditioner at this point. Speaking of which, they're starting to leave the lists out of cooling centers in Shasta County. And there are not as many of them this year because there's all kinds of restrictions and things that need to happen as a result of the COVID in these places. And so a lot of facilities are not open. Some of them are not able to fulfill the requirements that are being required as far as taking temperatures and all of those different things. So in Shasta County Cooling Center so far in Burney, there's the Burney Fire Protection District and the Intermountain Fairgrounds, Ingram Hall. In Reading, the First United Methodist Church and St. James Lutheran Church. And in Anderson and in the South County, the Shasta District Fairgrounds. The Frontier Senior Center was a cooling center. But again, with the requirements of COVID and the loss of funding, actually, that the Frontier Senior Center has endured, we're not thinking we can afford to keep the entire facility air-conditioned if our seniors are not there doing something. So we didn't put ourselves, not to say that any senior is not always welcome during the hours that we're open and to come in and stay cool. Another thing we want to think about, because we do have this tremendous heat, and we're going into what we well know is fire season and great danger, remind everybody to please be careful out there. No more burning for any reason, please. And watch those cigarette butts and mowing hours and all those things that, if you're driving and you've got something hanging off the back of your car, make sure, or truck, the chains, any kind of sparks, any of that kind of stuff, be really, really careful about that.
And someone just wrote in the chat room for you, how's everything going? How's your son?
Oh, everything's going great. My son is the delight of my life. He's doing really well. His family's doing really well. And thanks for asking. That's nice. He's still is the delight of my life. Love talking about my son.
Mine too. I just wonderful.
It's great to be so proud of what they've become and what a great man he's become. I remember that at Father's Day particularly. Because he's just a really great father to his two boys, and I always remind him he had a great role model. So because his father was like that as well. But
terrific.
That's nice.
Well, it was just so neat. And then someone just asked Trish, "Are you single?"
I am. And if you're a good dancer, I'm interested.
That's so cute.
Anyway, I want to remind people that we can do some things to be sure that if and when the power goes out. In parts of the North State, and we know if we live in PG&E land that's a real possibility. A couple of things we can do to kind of protect ourselves and be ready. Always be sure you've got the candles and stuff around. Look for those places where you can stay cool. And don't be afraid to call your neighbors and their air conditioner, your friends, and if their air conditioning is working, go stay with them. But in order to keep in touch and know what's going on, be sure that you're keeping your wireless things charged on a regular basis. Make a habit of being sure that they're fully charged. You might want to invest in one of those little solar. I have one that's just about the size of a iPhone, and it will, if it's fully charged, it's a solar pack, a little bitty thing, and it'll charge my iPad and my iPhone a couple of times if it's fully charged. And then, of course, you can just lay it in the sun, and it will continue to charge. So that might be a good investment, because if you can keep in touch and find out what's going on in these power outages, that's a really good thing when everything else goes out. You want to be sure that maybe you want to install a backup battery if you use a home phone. So anyway, it's good. Stay connected. You can do text messaging. Enable your Wi-Fi calling, because a lot of times your Wi-Fi can be up, and if you got a hotspot or is all kinds of things you can do. The other thing is if you have a need for medical, be sure you're signed up with the fire department. If you're on oxygen, you have a requirement that you need medical, you can be part of that medical alert system. That gives you the ability to have people call you in advance, let you know what's happening on a more timely basis, let your police and fire departments and all the health agencies know where you're at and that you need help. That serves us when power goes out or if we do have a fire or any other kind of emergency. Be sure, take care of yourself, be proactive, reach out and make sure that you are registered, in these different places, because it's important that we know where the elderly are, where people that are alone, and specifically, if you're on oxygen and are requiring the need of that power to for your life support. It's important stuff, and we want to be sure we do it. The other thing the state of California has resources with for medically vulnerable individuals, and then there's housing and emergency shelters. Those are always, you know, set up by the Red Cross, and so when those things arise, be sure you know, get those numbers, write them down, because there's all kinds of information online. Just print some of that stuff off and kind of have it handy so that when the emergency arises, we're not trying to figure out, well, shoot, who do I call? There's information out there. You can go online to prepareforpowerdown.com. That's kind of one of the information sites at the state of California, and I'm going to repeat that in just a minute if you're grabbing a pencil. It's prepareforpowerdown.com, and that's kind of some information that's out there for you to go in, find out what's happening, and it's important that you see that. And be proactive about it. Take care of yourself. We can't always expect that somebody else, some agency should reach out to us. You know people. Be sure that they're on those lists and are doing those kind of things. And please, if I can ever catch anybody who throws a cigarette out of their car when they're driving down the freeway, you're not going to like it when I get up next to you.
Because, no.
I see that. And you see those patches on the sides of the road. I'll bet you 99% of the time those are caused by cigarette butts. And people say to me, well, you know, they don't even put ashtrays in cars anymore. Well, let me tell you, they make all kinds of little plastic things that fit in the cup holder that are ashtrays. They all kinds of things you can do if you're a smoker and you want an ashtray in your car. Again, be responsible.
Right. I was stuck on Interstate 5 when the fires touched off last week, caused by that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when you're on the freeway and I'm one car behind a giant tanker and the fire's to my right, that is very, very scary. And it's, you know, it is, if the winds change direction, you just don't know. I'm not saying, you know, but we just have to be responsible, and especially because lots of people are towing trailers, you're going to the lake, you're towing your boat, make sure your chains are tight, they're up, they're off the ground, they're lifted up, because it has been known in the past that chains
found fire.
Yes, have started many a blaze, and not just that, when you say you had car trouble, and instead of pulling off the road onto the dry weeds, try to stay at least on the side of the road, on the roadway. You know, let one tire off, but keep that hot engine from those weeds, because that, too, has started fires. These are all kinds of things people don't even think about. Yeah. And now as we see these triple-digit temperatures, you know, I'm going to move away from that for just 1 second, leaving kids or seniors in cars or dogs or, you know, animals. I mean, these are your precious family members and pets. You know, 5 minutes in the store is an eternity
mm-hmm.
in a hot car with just a crack. That's not enough. And guess what? In this area, people will break those windows. Mm-hmm. They will rescue those animals. And you could get yourself in some really hot water.
That's exactly right. And another thing, if just the crack in the window, you know, unfortunately, we have a lot of break-ins of cars around here. And people believe, for what I think we used to say, leave a crack in the window to keep it from exploding. you don't want your car broke into, don't leave a crack in your window. Because if you do, that's going to allow an entrance into the vehicle, and you're not, you know, and if they can get in, then they have a much better opportunity to steal it. I don't know whether they steal hot wire. Don't know enough about how that happens. But I do know that people's car gets stolen all the time without the keys. So don't give them a way to get into your car. Leaving that little crack to maybe keep your car a little cooler is not going to make enough difference that you're going to notice it. What I want to tell you is invest in some shields for the front of your car. I put mine in every time I park my car when it, you know, this time of year. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, it makes a huge difference if you can block that sunlight from coming in that front window. And that will help your car not get so terribly overheated, get your steering wheel so hot. But leaving a crack is only going to allow entrance for the person that wants to break into your car.
And think about this, too. Not only that, but say you're at home and you're going to turn on the hose and, like, water your plants. Mm-hmm. Make sure you let that water run first, because that water that comes out of the hose initially is super hot. Okay, and that includes, say, hey, I'm going to fill up the dog's bowl really quick and run. That temperature in the dog bowl, that is hot water. So double check, make sure that it's nice and cool. And as the kids go out and they want to cool off with a sprinkler or whatever, let the hose run and make sure that water runs cool. You don't, people don't even think about that.
I know.
Then they turn it on, and I've seen, you know, little kids get burned from a hot hose. That sounds ridiculous. It sounds like no way that could happen. Yeah, when it's 110, 112, you bet it could.
And we're going to go on with a little more of that just after this message. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Bassiani Arms. They're located at 2539 Larkspur, Reading. They're our firearm dealer of choice when it comes to selecting that new long gun or pistol. Having your gunsmith worked on, you know, if you've got guns that need worked on, you want to buy ammo, be sure all of your guns are in good working order. Have them look them over. John Bassiani prides himself on customer service and always having what the customer needs in stock and at fair prices. Give them a call at 222-8222, and we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM online at AM 1460.
Shasta College has been a vital part of this community for over 70 years. Look around. You probably know many of our successful graduates serving our community in high-demand, high-growth fields like nursing, law enforcement, accounting, communications, and agriculture. Summer enrollment is happening now. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply to enroll for the summer semester. Classes start June 8th. Looking for a transfer? Save money and time by spending your first 2 years at Shasta College before you transfer to a university. High school students, summer is the perfect time to earn college credit with no tuition cost. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply.
No tuition costs. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to an your state with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio station. And it's Thursday morning, so it's Trish Clark. So happy to be here with you this morning. It looks like my 8 or 7:30 guest is been detained or whatever, so you're just going to have to put up with Sue and I for the next half hour, and I hope you're going to do that. We're going to continue here with the conversation about the fires on the freeways and the way they're started throughout. We just found something that somebody reported about catalytic converters. Sue, tell us about that.
This is very interesting, and I do thank you. This was posted in our chat room that said most roadside fires, this is according to Rich, most roadside fires are caused by exhaust particles, pieces of catalytic converters. Very few fires are caused by cigarettes. And, you know, we appreciate that. So when you post things in the chat room, you know, we want to pass that information on as well. Now, in the past, though, the major fires that we've reported had to do with issues with vehicles. And we had one, it was a trailer that started. This couple, you know, pulled over. They had a flat tire.
Right.
And they had an issue. And so, you know, things happen on the roadways. We're just looking for any kind of information that we can share with the public to tell people, hey, this is what you need to look for. This is what you want to do to try to prevent that. And if you can stay on the roadway when you're having car troubles or whatever, do that. We understand there's incidents where you just can't. There's areas, but try to avoid that very tall, very dry grass.
Absolutely. And we see that sometimes when people, when there's events in different places, and they'll have a place for parking, and then when the overflow starts, people will start pulling into that high grass to get to park, to go places. You don't want to do that. First off, you don't want to cause a fire that'll burn everything else up, and you don't want to burn your own car up. And recognize that these cars are pretty low to the ground, and the catalytic converters, they're a very dangerous part of the car, and we just don't want to be parking them in the weeds and what have you.
This is great. Rich just wrote, I'm a former Cal Fire employee. See?
There you go.
Have the pros. They know. Hey, thank you so much for letting us know. And that's great that we can pass this information on. So
it's important. We live in a very high fire danger, and we want people to recognize. I'm so glad that the wind has kind of decreased with this terrible heat that we've got going, because the combination is just disastrous. But please be careful out there, and pay attention to what's happening around you, don't sparks of any kind that you might create if you're out weed eating in a rocky area. Be sure that you're not doing that. And always be sure that when you're doing those kind of things that you have access to water. Have the hose next to you or someplace close by so that you're not doing that sort of thing. And I'm gonna kind of jump trains here a minute, because I want to talk just a little bit more about what we started the program with, and that is this whole looting and rioting and all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I've been watching some of the incidents where the police are setting up a barricade and immediately the press jumps in as soon as they use any means to try to get people to obey, like if they're trying to move a perimeter and people are, they're doing horrible things. I have a hard time watching very much of it because you have these protesters who are spitting on the police officers. They I don't know why they can't clean their mouth up a little bit and why they have to use such foul language and the words that they're spraying on buildings. But as soon as the police, the authority, if you will, tries to spray anything or do anything to make these people behave, I don't remember. I remember back in the 50s and 60s and 70s when we had these kind of the hippie sit-ins and those things. I don't remember this level of animosity. The absolute in your face, they can do whatever they feel like doing. I don't remember them being so bold and aggressive. I just don't remember that.
Mm-hmm.
And now it appears that they there's no limits.
There's no line anymore.
And we don't seem to want to enforce it. And as soon as the police start spraying, oh, they're spraying the crowd with something. Like that's a horrible thing. They've got to be able to control them in some manner. And if the people won't do as they're told not when they're quietly protesting, but we had a quiet protest here. We had a protest that was, you know, that's a protest where there was no damage done to buildings and they stayed and did, you know, what they were supposed to pretty much. They did end up blocking off one area for traffic to kind of keep the protesters from going in a certain direction and that's okay. But anything beyond, the protest needs to be squelched immediately. And I guess I want them to stop it, and if they don't stop it, I want them to go to jail. I can't identify with that. That's what our government is for. We want very limited government, but one of the things that our government is for is to keep us safe and for to restore law and order in our country. That's what their main job is. And so those police departments, these mayors and governors who are saying, oh, it's a block party, they're just having a little fun, that's not the case. And
no.
They need to be, we can't let any other places in the United States get out of hand like we did Seattle. That's just crazy.
Exactly. And someone just wrote, even though we had the protests in downtown, there were 125 counter protesters. And so, you know, people don't talk about that, but we will, that there are people that are like, you know what, if you start getting out of hand, we're going to stop it. And those are the ones that are stepping forward saying, we're done, no more. And that has to spread. There's so much division that it just needs to stop. We need to say, you know, why are we doing this to begin with? What is it that you want? The laws need to change, number one. The political parties need to change. They need to figure out how they're going to be able to work at both sides. Because if we don't, we're going to see more and more riots, and we're going to see more and more violence, and we're going to see more and more division. And it starts with the way the laws are written, the way people, when they get pulled over.
And enforced.
Right.
We got lots of laws on the books.
Right.
Most of what they're doing, I'm not one that constantly says we need a new law. I think we need to take a look at what's on the books, and we need to enforce the laws that are there, because everything they're doing is illegal already. I watched a thing on Breitbart last night, just a brief, and there was a demonstration, I believe it was in Washington, D.C., and it was a pro-Trump rally.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of people, bunches of people, and then there were the Black Lives Matter protesters. And the Trump rally had a microphone, and they were doing the things that they do at that, the USA and the Star Spangled Banner and all that kind of patriotic stuff that seems to irritate the left so badly. But they gave an opportunity. They invited the head of the Black Lives Matter group up to state their case. And he told the crowd, now, you don't have to agree with him. I want you to listen to him. I want you to listen to his points. And I'm going to give you 2 minutes of my mic. You come up here, and I'm going to give you 2 minutes of my microphone so that you can state your case, your side of the story, to all of these people who are supporting President Trump. Well, that kind of surprised the whole group and quieted him down immediately. Mm-hmm. And then the gentleman came up, and he started with an attitude. And as he made some statements, the crowd agreed with him on some things and cheered, as they do. Then he made something about, you know, Black Lives Matter, and they went, you know, kind of, all lives matter, you know. But anyway, he actually spoke for about 2 minutes, and at the end, they all agreed that all lives matter, we need to work together, and the only way we're going to solve this is by working together. It was amazing. He walked off, and then they interviewed him outside, and he said, I feel better. I'm paraphrasing, so I don't remember his exact words. But he said, I just gained a new respect for their side. They were agreeing. There are some things we can agree on. I feel better about this. And the group kind of then filtered off and stopped what they were doing. And I thought, wow, if we could bottle that. Because, I mean, that was a really good, that clash that we've got going every place in the United States right now. And they managed to get by it.
Right.
So that was a good thing.
Absolutely. And I agree that, you know, we can move forward, but there's some people that just want the riot. They just want the riots. They just want things to burn. And it's up to us as citizens of the United States to defend ourselves with the Second Amendment. You know, we have people with the CCW licenses. We have the militias. You know, there are people that are willing to defend our country, our nation, our county, our community, with whatever it takes.
And they will.
Yes, and they will. For one, am one. So, yep.
there you go.
Know, if you come to this town, you're going to get what you get, and don't throw a fit. And that's pretty much it.
Take a check on how many concealed weapon permits there are in this county. Don't be messing with us.
It's not going to – we have to say no. And every community out there needs to say no more.
Yeah.
We want to help. We want change. We need to start.
Let's correct the issues that are there.
Exactly.
Let's address the areas where that racism exists. If there are laws that need to be tightened up and training that needs to be done for our police departments, let's do it. But we're not going to change our world to fit your view. So we're going to take a break after these this portion of the show is brought to us by Four Winds Jewelers. My favorite candy store down on Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. And if you're just feeling down and feel like you need a little pick-me-up, that's a great place to just go and look at all the beautiful estate jewelry and all of the wonderful things they have. They make custom jewelry. They fix watches. They put in new batteries for you. This is a great place to go browse and brighten your day and give you something to wish for. It's Four Wind Jewelries on Hilltop Drive. Give them a call at 222-2750. We'll be back after these messages.
Who are on the road? Must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by, and feed them on your dream, the one they picked, the one you'll know by.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and see what we have to offer. Because your health and safety matter to us, we have refined our Elements and Creekside dining space and menus with you in mind to enjoy a comfortable experience. Elements is offering Sunday brunch off the menu, all you can eat. Let us do the preparing, plating, and serving. Same deliciousness, different delivery. Creekside is a fast, friendly, casual pub and grill with a tempting selection of food and beverages. We guarantee you will be amazed. Visit WindRiver.com.
Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision.
Thankfully, it appears that Coachmaster Repair is an essential business and fully prepared to repair any minor or major damage to your vehicle. With the invasion of the coronavirus, Coachmaster is taking all precautions for the safety of our employees and our customers. We have closed all traffic through our lobby to ensure proper social distancing and will be disinfecting your vehicle upon arrival and before delivery. With the effects and response from the virus, we feel fortunate to be able to maintain all of our employees. They will be here to provide all services required for a proper and complete repair. These are uncharted territories. Let's all work together for a full, safe, and prosperous recovery. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
And welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. If you'd like to get in a word or have a question or a comment, give us a call at 605-4567 or jump into the chat room. Sue's kind of monitoring that and has passed on some information that came through there this morning. Thank you very much for the nice comments. I appreciate it. This portion of the show is brought by to us by Home Helpers. The amazing caregivers of Home Helpers can help your loved one and be safe and independent in their own home. This is really important and has been through this COVID thing, because so many of us have not been able to be with our loved ones during some of this quarantine and isolation and all those things. So give Sharon a call. She'll come out. She'll do a survey with you, or can even do it over the phone if there's issues, and get somebody there in your home. My daughter by another mother, Sharon Clark, I love her so much, and she does such a good job. So give her a call at 226-8350 and take care of your loved ones in a proper way. So Sue and I have just been going off on all kinds of things this morning. We've talked about the rioters and the looters and the destruction of our statues. And I want to remind you that no tolerance. I think that we as a community, as a country, and certainly we here in Chester County just aren't going to tolerate that. We talked about it. Not happening in my town, not happening in my county. So don't come here trying to do that, because we're not going to put up with it. It's not going to happen, and you're not establishing anything. And we'll talk about that more in the next hour when my guest is Police Chief Mike Johnson from the city of Anderson. But also, this has gone way beyond police brutality, racial matters. Again, it's not about ending racism. It's not about police brutality. It's about erasing and rewriting American history. And I happen to like American history, and I'm a real buff of that. And I would invite these young people to sit down, pick up a copy of the Constitution. Maybe, I bet you most of you have never read it. You don't know what this country is. You haven't read the Declaration of Independence. You don't know what your rights are. And you don't have a right to destroy what belongs to me. And those statues, I'm going to repeat a statement I made in the first half, and it's about history is not there for you to like or dislike. It's there for you to learn from it. And if it offends you, even better. Because then you're less likely to repeat it. It's not yours to erase because it belongs to all of us. And I've been very fortunate the last 10-12 years to travel across this United States three different times. I've been in every state in the United States. I've seen most of those statues and those monuments that you people are tearing down, that the people out there are tearing down. And that's just absolutely criminal. I don't care if they're Confederate. I don't care if they're what they are. They are our history. They're what's happened. We've learned from all the different segments in our history. We've learned from the, you know, right down from the Confederacy, the Civil War, all the things we've struggled in this country. We've learned, we've changed. And we just need to move forward as a United States, as one country. And we can't bend. I every time I pick up the paper or listen to a radio or listen to the news, somebody's bending. They're going to change the name of a town. They're going to change the name. They're taking out the Robert E. Lee information out of the national parks. That is so much garbage. Stop it. History is what it is. You can't take it out and make it different. It doesn't change what happened. And our young people, they need to know that. They need to understand where we've been, to understand where we're going. And if we just wipe it out, and that's the goal, it's about creating a new history, wiping out our past, and we're just gonna, as Americans, we need to stand up and say, not happening. We're not changing. The political correctness, you've heard me say before, don't change your words and then expect me to change my meanings. I use words that were taught to me as I was growing up. And if they now offend you, that's on you. You changed the meaning. I didn't. And the way I'm saying it is the word that I was taught, and I still continue to use those. Because as most of you know, I don't have very much political correctness in me. Not happening.
And what else is happening? People are breaking into cemeteries and destroying these headstones. And that is just heartbreaking because it's not only history. This is someone's life. This is a family member. And for them to go in there, to me, I think that is just the worst. And it's happening more and more.
Yeah, it is. I like the governor of North Dakota. She just came out about, the chances of them getting to Mount Rushmore are pretty slim, having been there two or three times. And I would say that. That's probably the best monument we have in the United States. For those of you who have not been there, or those of you who have, it makes you want to whisper. It is the most incredible experience, and the thought of somebody defacing that literally makes me want to cry. I can't even imagine if that were to happen. As well as most of the statues and things that they've taken. Gosh, if you haven't been to Washington, D.C., and you haven't watched the monuments and somebody going up to the Vietnam Memorial and spray painting it makes my blood run cold. I can't imagine. I can't tell you how bad that makes me feel. And they have defaced the Lincoln Memorial. They've done it. That's absolutely criminal, and they need to do time for it. And I would remind you that the president says they're going to, and I'm writing letters, and I'm wanting everybody to encourage you to stand by that and encourage the president to take action. These people destroy private property, public property. These statues, they need to go to jail. And there's already the Veterans Memorial Preservation Act, which the president can use to imprison these people. all you local mayors and governors and everything up and down this state that are letting these people go and paying their bail and not locking them up, they all need to go to jail and they need to pay for this, and we need to take that stand and do it now because there's no turning back. I would remind you that in the next hour, we're going to be talking to Chief of Police Mike Johnson from the city of Anderson. Probably talk about some of this and a lot of other stuff that's happening in the South County. Thank you for joining us this hour, and we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM online and AM 1460. The time, 7:59. That we've come to know.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Could be a sign the job market is starting to heal from the coronavirus pandemic. The number of Americans applying for unemployment last week dropped for the 12th week in a row. It fell to 1.48 million. And the U.S. economy shrank at a 5% rate in the first quarter of the year, a sharper decline expected in the current three-month period because of the coronavirus.
The Commerce Department reports the decline in the gross domestic product, the total output of goods and services in the January to March quarter, was unchanged from the estimate made a month ago. That was the sharpest quarterly decline since an 8.4% fall in the fourth quarter of 2008. The first quarter decline reflected just 2 weeks of the shutdowns that began in many parts of the country in mid-March.
Correspondent Jeremy House. AAA looking for summer travel to drop about 14.5% from last year, and that's not unexpected given COVID-19 concerns.
If you're getting that itch for summer travel, you're not alone.
We expect 700 million trips during this time frame. But that is a 15% decrease compared to last year.
AAA spokeswoman Jeanette Castellano on the preference for road trips.
When it comes to traveling this summer, people definitely are traveling by car. Of the 700 million trips we expect, 97% of those are going to be by going in your own vehicle.
As for those heading to airports, not so popular.
Compared to last year, it's down about 74%.
I'm Shelley Adler.
The city of Seattle facing a class action suit filed by residents and business owners over the so-called CHOP zone. That's the area taken over by protesters. The suit says the city abandoned an entire neighborhood, violating the rights of the plaintiffs. On Wall Street right now, stocks narrowly mixed. The Dow down 7 points, while the NASDAQ is up a fraction. The S&P 500 index off 1 point. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771 or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Germany's largest airline is in line for a big bailout from the German government. Lufthansa struggling to deal with fallout from the coronavirus and its impact on travel.
Airlines around the world are planning for a bleak future. Already badly hit by lockdowns in major markets, they do not expect the industry to recover fully for several years. Lufthansa's bailout is now likely to go ahead, after the group's biggest shareholder said he would vote for it, despite concerns about the German government's influence. The company will have to give up slots at Frankfurt and Munich airports, under conditions set by the European Commission.
That's BBC's Theo Leggett. Qantas Airlines, Australia's largest carrier, plans to cut at least 6,000 jobs and keep 15,000 more workers on extended furloughs as it struggles to survive the pandemic. Chief Executive Alan Joyce saying the airline must shrink as it braces for several years of lower revenues. News and analysis, townhall.com. More than 100 House Republicans voiced their support for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's decision to move forward with annexing portions of the West Bank.
A letter signed by 109 GOP lawmakers say they believe Israel has a right to make sovereign decisions independent of outside pressure and feels the country's leaders have the right to move forward to protect its national security interests. The letter was led by Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, Minority Whip Steve Scalise, and Republican Conference Chair Liz Cheney. The letter reads, "We support the Trump administration's engagement with Israel on the Vision for Peace plan, which was based on the critical premise that Israel should never be forced to compromise its security. The White House has not commented on the plans for annexation in the region." Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The coronavirus has hit the Postal Service hard, that is the British Postal Service. Royal Mail is to slash 2,000 management jobs, part of an overhaul of its operations. It blames the pandemic. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's Thursday morning, and it's not Carl and Linda. It's Trish Clark, because it's Thursday. It's always Thursday, and Trish Clark is always in here. Give us a call at 605-4567 if you'd like to join the conversation. I am fortunate to have Chief Mike Johnson from the city of Anderson here with me this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mike. We're going to talk a lot about stuff when we go in here. And the weather right now is about 80 degrees in downtown Reading. Going to warm up to a nice, crisp 110 today. Low of 74 in the evening. A high of 112 on Friday. Low of 73 on Saturday, cooling down a little to 102. Saturday night, 66. Maybe sleep for once. Sunday, going to cool right down to 89, going to be just absolutely balmy. And on Sunday night, a nice 60. Monday, 90 and a low of 74. And then, unfortunately, we're going to heat right back up next week into the hundreds. But at least we have a little reprieve over the weekend. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated, and they give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Chief Johnson, it's been a while since you've been up on this radio station with me.
It has. It has.
A lot has
happened.
Thanks
for having me.
I love having you here to bring us up because, as I remind people, not everybody lives in the city of Reading. There's the city of Anderson and the city of Shasta Lake and the unincorporated area.
Correct.
So we can kind of talk about the South County a little bit and tell us what's happening in the city of Anderson.
Well, right now there's a lot going on at the Anderson River Park. There's a kind of a transformation going on there. City manager and city council have chose to put some of those sales tax dollars to work in the river park and beautify it and make it more family oriented and friendly, even more so than it already was. So the under construction right now is a big water park. It's going to be built largely for kids, with a lot of water features and fountains and shade structures. And it's a pretty significant size there, right in the middle of Anderson River Park.
Where's it located?
So you know where the soccer fields are and the barbecues? It's right in the center of all of that.
They actually moved
some of the basketball courts and tennis courts out to put it right in the center.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, it's quite a big project, and it's well underway. And if you go by it or go visit the park, you could see it there off to your right as you drive in. And I'm not sure the projected opening date of that, but I know it's going to be a pretty big deal for us there. Also going on at the Anderson River Park is a dog park that we are going to open. We actually have the ribbon cutting ceremony Tuesday next week, June 30th at 9 a.m. And not only are we opening the dog park, but the police department gets to unveil, if you will, our new dog. We have a new Dutch Shepherd, a two-year-old, and he will be there for the public to see and meet and kind of introduce to our community.
Oh, fantastic. You know, the canine program in Anderson is so successful, and I'm reminded of it on a regular basis because I have the stuffed puppies that sit in my, and I see them every day, and that was a great fundraiser, and now you have to have a new one.
Yeah, now I have to have a new one, too. And Dutch Shepherds, if you don't know, are brindle in their markings typically, and this one is. And so I can't even convert one of my old
you can't.
Ones. I have to get a whole new stuffed animal for him. But I will eventually. And he's a great dog. And Officer Tyler Spurgeon has been assigned that dog. And they're going to be a great team and a great addition.
Oh, that's exciting. So now tell us again when that is. Next.
It's Tuesday, June 30th, 9 a.m. at Anderson River Park.
All right. That'll be a great event to come out to.
Oh, yeah, it should be a fabulous event. And they're going to, like I said, cut the ribbon and open the dog park officially for use there. And, you know, of course, we'll probably do a demo and stuff with the new dog and show them off to the public a little bit before they turn everybody loose with their animals in there.
Well, and that's going to be great. And that's going to be something that'll be good for the rest of the park to have a place now for the animals actually to go. Because that has been a bit of a problem in the past because kind of the whole park is open to dogs and unfortunately not everybody is terribly responsible about that.
Yeah, and you're right. And that was a little bit of a problem at the park because, you know, everybody was responsible, it probably wouldn't be, but that's not the case. And plus, you know, so dogs can get around other dogs, and sometimes we have aggressive fights and different things. So modeled a lot off of Redding's dog park. It's very successful, and we want to have the same thing, the same opportunity for everybody to enjoy the park.
Absolutely, because, you know, if you can isolate some of those individual things for people, it makes it a whole lot easier for everybody to use the park. It's not a fun thing. The dogs that can be aggressive and can be very fearful if you're down there walking and you're by yourself and out of nowhere a dog comes running at you, even if they don't intend any harm, it can be very frightening, especially young children or elderly people or whatever. Just it's nice if they're...
Yeah, people, I agree.
But people take control of their animals and it's responsibility and taking care of... Yeah, good thing.
Yeah, well,
sometimes
we know how
they
that
have
goes.
To help that along a little.
Yes. So that's those are some really... Really neat things happening in Anderson right now.
Well, and you know, we've got that new business coming in, the modular, the plant out down on the old Roseburg property. That's a super sensational project.
Oh, that's going to be
project.
Yeah, and you know, I've been kind of peripherally involved with that, with the city manager bringing me in and looking at it. And boy, the plans for that and the modern architect of the building and the just operational design that they've come up with. Pretty impressive. Pretty impressive.
Many new jobs and opening up for all kinds of other industries that can play into that and play off of it. The future in Anderson looks great. And
yeah,
we love it.
I agree.
Yeah. Always want to remind people that we do have that extra half-cent sales tax in the city of Anderson, which has not impacted us in any way other than positively. I don't know anybody says, well, I'm not shopping in Anderson because their sales tax is a half-cent higher. I don't think that's happened at all, and it certainly has made a difference in the kind of lifestyle that we've been able to create in the city of Anderson.
It absolutely has, yeah, across the board, not just the police department, but the, you know, we're talking about the park here and other services in Anderson. It has made a huge difference, turned things around quite a bit.
Bring us up to date on the number of police officers we now have in Anderson, and I think we're going through a hiring process right now.
We are going through a hiring process, which thank you for pointing that out. By the way, before I move on, I'd like to point out that I'm using the blue microphone in here. They're all color-coordinated, and for my allied fire agency guys out there, there's a red one for you when you come in here.
The police one
is blue. So
yeah, we have Steve Wilson over there with the red one.
Yeah, exactly. I make sure he hears this so he knows to stay off the blue microphone.
Okay, we'll be sure.
Yeah, we are going through a hiring process. We are slated for 22 officers now, which is quite a big deal for us. We're not up to 22. You know, we have attrition and people come and go, but I just put a young Marine into backgrounds yesterday. He gets out. Not until 2021, but we're looking ahead. I've got another guy going into the academy next week, and I'm opening up a hiring process because I want to put a couple more in the academy in January of 2021. So if you're interested or know somebody who is, and get them to apply. It's a sponsorship program where we pay for you to go to the academy and pay all the expenses and make you a police officer. And if somebody's even interested and you're not quite sure of if we're the right fit for you or if being a police officer is, call me or email me and I'll set up an appointment, meet with you personally one-on-one, and we'll talk about that. And maybe it's for some people they find out they really it's what they thought it would be, and other people after I talk to them say, yeah, no, I don't think it's for me after all.
Okay, good. And what kind of basic requirements? High school graduate? Do they need to be a college graduate?
They don't. The high school graduate is what they need, and they need to be 21 by the time they graduate the academy. That's really the only real requirements, basic requirements. Now, we like people to have some college, or we like them to have some trade school experience or some life experience or some military, but that's not an absolute. I mean, I've hired a couple people right out of college or junior college and put them right in the program. So
perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, we do have a phone call, and we're going to go to the phones right now. Good morning, JP.
Good morning, Trish, my neighbor, my friend, and my police chief all together.
There we go, JC.
Yeah. Hey, listen, limited time, I just really – I want to say thanks to the Anderson PD, always been a supporter of law enforcement, but you guys are just great. The last couple of months, I made a couple of calls, minor things. And I know you triage them, but the guys, the officers were available to come down to our neighborhood. I'm 15, 20 minutes, and we have a response down there. I got to tell you, the neighbors, we all really appreciate your ability and desire to do that. You guys are great.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate hearing that. You know, one thing I'm very proud of with this department, the men and women I work with are genuinely dedicated to the community and care about the community, and it shows in those responses. So thank you for calling in and telling me that, and I'll definitely pass that on to them.
Thanks, JC, so much for your kind words.
And like I said, this last time, the neighbors were out. We had some folks that we just knew weren't supposed to be down there. They were checking things out. 20 minutes later, the officers were down. And I met some new neighbors that moved in. There was probably six or eight people out there that saw that, and we all had the same feeling that you just said. We appreciate the officers. They really genuinely seem concerned and want to keep our neighborhood and our city stable. Really, really appreciate it.
Well, listen, it's a two-way street, and we too appreciate it, because if we don't get those calls and we don't have people looking out for their neighborhoods, then it doesn't work. So it takes both of us. Thank you for looking out for your neighborhood and paying attention and calling us, and you keep that up, because we'll come every time.
And one more thing, congratulations on the new dog. I'm like Trish, I'm going to add a fourth dog as soon as the produce the brindle for the new dog, and we're ready to do a fundraiser for that dog. We've done it before. We'll do it again, get some funds for that great program. So
sounds great. Well, thank you very much for the support.
All right, thanks so much, JC. We're going to go and take a break right now, and we'll be back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
You win, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Our elderly, they're not just people that are older. They're grandmothers that share their secret recipes. The grandpa that tells heartfelt stories of a much more simpler time. They're our living link to the past and a vital part of our future. While most are cherished, sadly, many are abused. Shining Care is providing an opportunity for our community to promote a better understanding of abuse and neglect of older persons by raising awareness and providing invaluable information during the free webinar on June 26th, 11 a.m. to 1:30, featuring world-renowned keynote speaker Paul Greenwood and an interactive panel of local experts and officials. Topics including tips on elder abuse prevention for people of all ages, how to reduce the risk of elder abuse culled from his extensive criminal prosecution of felony elder abuse, neglect, and exploitation, plus info on COVID-19 scams, self-isolation with an older adult loved one, and the pent-up frustrations, and much more. Registration at shiningcare.org/events or 232-5543. Sponsored by PS2 Agency on Aging, Ombudsman, Cornerstone Community Bank, My Umbrella Marketing, and Marquis Shasta.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
We built this city on rock and roll.
I love Sue's music when she brings me back. She always does such a great job. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Give us a call at 605-4567. This is your opportunity. If you've got a question for Police Chief Mike Johnson from the City of Anderson, give us a call and ask your question. We're happy to respond to that. We've just been talking about different things. One thing I know that's been in the news lately, and I'd like to just bring up a little bit, is the young man that had the suicide a few years back.
Okay.
And I know that...
Leo Coleman
Jr., absolutely. And that was a case that was way back. Talk a little bit about that, because I know you've looked into it again, met with the family, and I think somebody was trying to make something out of that that probably just doesn't exist.
1997 was the case, yes, and when I first came to Anderson in 2012, it didn't take long for that to come up, that case and the controversy around that case to come up. So I spent about the first year reviewing the case and met with the family and talked to a lot of the officers that had worked there in the past or had something to do with the case. And found out there was some cause to reopen it and look into a few things that hadn't been followed up on. And so I did. I reopened that case in 2013, and it's been open ever since. And every time we get new information or information that hasn't been vetted out, we investigate it. Since my time there, there's been at least 4 different investigators involved in looking at it. And currently, I hired Steve Grashoff, who retired from the Sheriff's Department, Shasta County Sheriff's Department. I hired him about a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago now, and he's a really experienced investigator. So I recently assigned him to that case in January of this year, before all this controversy, and he has been following up and continuing to keep it as an open case.
Good. And that's good to know that, that I think that's got to be some relief for the family. I think trying to tie that into all of this other stuff is a disservice to the family and to the community.
Well, we met with the family twice recently over the last 2 weeks. Most recent was yesterday. Leo Coleman Jr.'s father and mother were in, and we had a good conversation with them, and they are very cooperative, and they are very supportive, actually, and we keep them briefed of what's going on. And they were very quick to make sure that we knew that they are not tied to any of this controversy that's going on out there. They're in search of the facts, like the rest of us are. And since it is an open case, Trish, and still being investigated in a lot of different ways, it's not open for discussion to the public, and I'm not giving out any information about it because we don't do that with any open case. That's part of maintaining the integrity of an investigation, and that's what we're doing, and the family's well in the loop.
And if you have information that you haven't shared, or someone you know or think you know, then now's the time. Get that credible information.
Absolutely, and I encourage that. I actually put out a post on our Facebook and our website that encourage anybody that has information on the case or thinks they do, even if it's unverified, they think they have information that can help the investigation. I encourage you to get a hold of us and give us that information so we can follow up on it.
Good. I think that clears up a lot of speculation. Yeah. The article in the Record Searchlight, oh my gosh, something that wasn't totally factual that came out of the newspaper. I can't believe that's true. A little sarcasm there. But you can't always, well, you can never actually totally take for fact what you read in the newspaper, or on the TV or any place else. So bear that in mind and be sure you get the facts on the situation.
You know, it's funny you make that comment. My record supervisor and I were just talking about yesterday. You remember once upon a time when all the news was facts and
then there was the opinion page.
Right. And well, now it seems to be just the opposite. It seems to be all opinion and sprinkled in with some facts sometimes.
If you can ferret them out in the last paragraph, if you can read to the end, maybe skip to the end, because the headline and the first three paragraphs are all their opinion.
Well, you know, Trish,
someplace down in the body towards the end, you might actually get the facts.
The COVID-19, the coronavirus thing, is a perfect example of frustration with the media, because, you know, I try to, as an individual, I try to educate myself on stuff and search for factual information when whatever the topic is. And so with the coronavirus, I've done that several times, and it seems like I read one thing on it, which is credible from a doctor even sometimes, or a credible source, and I can read another credible source, and it's exact opposite. And it's the same day and the same topic and the same information, just twisted a different way, and it leaves you don't know what to believe.
Well, and then you've got the predominant expert, Dr. Fauci, who is supposed to be the guy supposed to know everything, and he's there, and if you just take four articles and you heard him say it, and he said it, and then he changes his mind and he says something absolutely 180 degrees,
mm-hmm.
And goes down and stands there and looks you in the eye and said, I'm the expert, I know it all, I have said, I believe it's 97% fear and 3% fact, and trying to find that 3% that will keep you and your family and your loved ones safe, boy, that's a real task, because it's all about keeping us home and making us afraid of everything and unelecting Donald Trump. That's just the bottom line.
Well, you combine his information with the great decisions that come out of our governor's office, and geez, you just don't know what to do. It's baffling.
Yeah, I invite everybody to go to my Facebook page, because I posted a really great joke on my Facebook page about the the recall of Governor Newsom last night, and it's pretty funny. I have to admit that I stole it from an Oregonian who were trying to recall their governor as well. But it's pretty funny, and it points out the problem with the state of the West Coast. I don't know. Sometimes I love where I live in the city of Anderson. I'm just so sorry it's in the state of California.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate because California, gosh, it's got some great stuff and a great place to live. And, you know, I can't 100% dog California because I was born and raised here, and I'm grateful for everything I have in my life. But, man, they make it tough. I don't know how people are going to end up staying there.
Well, I have to tell you that I take great pride in saying, yeah, I'm not a native California. I came from Idaho.
Yeah,
that's
where everybody's going.
I know. Half of the population in Redding that I've had so many people from my RV group at the Elks Lodge specifically that, you know, they're retired and all these things that happened, the car fire and all the things we've kind of been through in Northern California over the last few years and a whole lot of them are moving to Twin Falls, Idaho, where I came from, and Glens Ferry and that whole area in there. And my friends in Idaho that I'm still in contact with, they keep saying, stop it. Stop sending everybody to Idaho. And I always remind everybody, if you're moving from California and you're moving to Idaho, leave your crap here. Don't be taking it to Idaho and try to turn my state, my native state, into the kind of mess we got here. Leave all that garbage and yeah, here in the state of California, don't be taking it to Idaho. They won't tolerate it for one thing. But
yeah, I'm sure their Idaho natives are probably pretty tired of all the Californians moving in about now.
As long as and they want to go up there, and then they want to turn. We've seen it here, Mike, in Northern California, where we've had the people from the Bay Area come up here, and all of a sudden, I remember a few years back with the Asphalt Cowboys and the Rodeo Week and the gunfire. And we had all these people. They'd rob the bank and they shoot the blanks. And oh my gosh, it was in the newspaper for like 4 or 5 days in a row. You can't be doing that. Scared. You got to cancel that. And there was even conversation about, wow, maybe we need to not do that hold up. And the community just arose and said, stop it.
Right.
That's what we do.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And once again, like we were talking about before, catering to a small group of people voicing their concerns loudly instead of doing what's right.
That's exactly right. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Shasta College has been a vital part of this community for over 70 years. Look around. You probably know many of our successful graduates serving our community in high-demand, high-growth fields like nursing, law enforcement, accounting, communications, and agriculture. Summer enrollment is happening now. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply to enroll for the summer semester. Classes start June 8th. Looking for a transfer? Save money and time by spending your first 2 years at Shasta College before you transfer to a university. High school students, summer is the perfect time to earn college credit with no tuition cost. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply.
No tuition cost. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirty and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead.
She can make me dance. She can make me happy. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Thursday morning, and this is Trish Clark. I'm chatting here with the police chief from the city of Anderson, Mike Johnson. And we had a big sweep in the South County the other day, last week. Tell us about that.
Yeah, how about that? We actually still do law enforcement. they haven't wiped all the laws off the book, just most of them. So, yes, we had officers put together a multi-agency probation compliance check and slash warrant sweep. And this was comprised of the Anderson Police Department put it together, and we had the Homeland Security agents helping us. We had Shasta County Sheriff's Department helping us and Shasta County probation officers helping us. And so it wasn't just restricted to the city limits of Anderson, but it also encompassed some of the rural areas in the South County. So it was a very successful day. In all, there were 16 arrests made. And we had this comment on the page, so I should just clarify for the public. When you get a citation for a crime, that's still considered an arrest. You just haven't been booked all the time yet. So some of those, the difference is a physical arrest versus a citation arrest.
Okay.
It's still an arrest. You still have to answer to the crime, and you still have to go and get booked and all that. We just don't always take people directly to jail for some of those crimes anymore because they're misdemeanors, and that we don't have room in the jail, and some of them they won't file, all those problems. But they do go out and contact and make sure your probationers are in compliance with the terms of their probation. If they're not, the determination is made on site whether it is egregious enough for us to actually book them into jail, no matter if they're going to hold them or not, or if we're going to issue them a citation and make them show up later to jail. 16 total is a good, pretty good day. I mean, some of those are physical arrests and some of those are citations. What also happened, though, pretty significantly in that operation was the officers came across a meth conversion lab, and that's where they're taking, they're washing methamphetamine, dirty methamphetamine, we call it, with acetone and making a pure product. And it's a process, and it's dangerous, and it's a lot of chemicals involved, and it is considered a lab. And so they found one of those. And then at another site, we had a residence. This was in the city limits of Anderson, where they were maintaining the residence for drug use. It's kind of like a flop house in layman's terms. It's a place where the druggies were going to buy, sell, trade, and use drugs. And a lot of paraphernalia. Obviously, you know that we've all seen those houses. When you get them in a neighborhood, it can bring down your whole neighborhood. So when we're able to go in there and actually make that sort of case, it's one of the few that's still chargeable and still a felony, or at least a wobbler, and can be charged as a felony. And it changes the neighborhood drastically when we can shut it down, because then we call in code enforcement and we do all kinds of other stuff to change that residence and get it back into compliance with the neighborhood, and becomes less of a problem for the whole community.
And this is a good time to remind the public that you are listening. A lot of times I hear from people, and I remember when I was an elected official, they'd say, well, we've called the police a dozen times and they're not doing anything about it. It takes a long time to build that case that'll stick. Otherwise, all you do is go in there, bust them, tip them off, and they move to another house or come right back.
Yeah, and that's important to know, Trish. You know, what we try to do, and the environment we've tried to create at the Anderson Police Department, is when we get those tips, we try to at least touch base and let the person know that we received their information and that we're working on it. And you're right, it doesn't happen overnight, and especially a place like this, maintaining a residence for drug use, you have to build the case. And all those tips that come in, though, are used as prima facie evidence and as probable cause for us to get there and make that case. So it's good that they come in, and we appreciate that people call in those tips. And eventually, yes, we act upon it and we make the case, and then it changes things.
And if you can get a license number and a description, that's a good thing.
License plate numbers are great, with the color of car, description of people that are coming and going, how long they're coming and going, because typically a sales or use house like that, there's short stay traffic, but it's constant. All those things are good. And I just want to point out the other thing that you kind of alluded to is we're still the police, and that's our job. We're not social services. We are the police, and we try to be the police for the community. Our job is to protect everybody's rights, to be unbiased, to uphold the laws and the constitutional rights of everybody in the community, and that's what we try to do. And we're proactive and aggressive because we want to keep the city of Anderson and the Shasta County community safe and maintain the North State lifestyle that we have. And so we still go out and do that. We're talking about Newsom and the state of California and how difficult they make things, and especially for law enforcement. There's always a way, Trish, and there's always another fix for that. So because they've decriminalized drugs and made it difficult for us to arrest those people, we're still finding ways. And there's other laws on the books that we use, and there's other avenues to get the job done, and we're still doing that.
And we appreciate that, Dan, as we had a caller earlier say that, you know, the response time from the city of Anderson is marvelous. And I know if it's an emergency, it's not 10 or 15 minutes. It's 2 or 3 minutes. It's
absolutely
the response time. But I think what JC was referring to was, you know, not a crime in progress.
Right.
And still got somebody there in 10 or 15 minutes.
There was a question from the chat room. Are some of the sweep still in jail today that you did a big sweep in Anderson?
I don't know the answer to that because I didn't follow up and look to see if the some of those people are still incarcerated.
They were wondering with the no bail and all. And is the no bail going to change anytime soon?
Yeah, I wish I had an answer for that one. I could tell you this about what's going on with some of our folks that we arrest. A while back, all the law enforcement agencies got together and got a program, and it was headed by our district attorney, Stephanie Bridget, which is the Chronic Offenders Apprehension Program, COAP is what we call it. And that's where we prioritize our top three priority people in our community. Each entity has one. So Reading has theirs, we have ours, and the sheriff has his. And we have dedicated jail space for those folks, and they don't get out and get released because they're such a chronic problem. So we still use that for those special cases we have and incarcerate those people and don't get them out. But, again, you know, everybody knows there's limited jail space and there's the bail reform program or initiative or whatever the heck you want to term it that has crippled us as well. So we do what we can, and we're pretty selective on when we book them in.
Thank you.
That's good information, and thanks for looking in the chat room. We invite everybody, if you've got questions, to give us a call at 605-4567, or if you have a specific question or concern, you can put it in the chat room, and Sue will pass that on to us. One, you know, the other thing that I know is very active in the South County, and you work with Chief Steve Lowe from the Anderson Fire Protection District, is the Arson Task Force and the program to kind of check out that arson and follow up on those arson cases. And I know you work real close with Steve on that.
Yeah, that's a great program. Boy, they've done a fantastic job with that. Chief Lowe and Jazz Shaw from Youth Options are the two primary players in that, who are just doing a fantastic job for all of us. And, you know, the other part of that, you know, they have that program, but there's a kind of a split part of that too, is the peer court that goes on, and we're very active in that as well. We send officers to that, and because some of those arson cases for those juveniles will end up and going through the peer court process. And if for those of you who don't know what that is, that is actually a courtroom setting with one of our presiding judges. They do it after hours. The jury's made up of teenagers from the different schools. And some of them are actually previous offenders who have been through the program. And then they bring kids in that have committed a crime or some sort of offense, and they try them with their peers. And it's hugely successful, very well-run program. It's also tied to the arson program that Chief Lowe is a part of. And all of that's working very well.
Do you know, and that is, as far as I'm concerned, that is the answer, the future. We've got to start at the basics. We've got to go back and create a society that doesn't just follow through the molds that have been created over the last 20, 30 years.
Absolutely. I 100% agree with that. I tell everybody, Trish, that one of the only reasons I'm still in law enforcement is because of kids, because you could actually affect some change with kids. The adults are going to make their own decisions, and when they cross paths with us, a lot of times we're not able to affect change with them. Sometimes, yes, we can get them in the right programs and they have the will. But the kids, you really got an opportunity there to break molds and to steer them down the right path. And when it's successful, it is very rewarding.
You can do it one child at a time. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
My motto's always been, when it's right, why wait until the middle of a cold, dark night? When everything's a little clearer in the light of day, and we know the night is always gonna be here anyway.
Get your morning update with us, Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and see what we have to offer. Because your health and safety matter to us, we have refined our Elements and Creekside dining space and menus with you in mind to enjoy a comfortable experience. Elements is offering Sunday brunch off the menu, all you can eat. Let us do the preparing, plating, and serving. Same deliciousness, different delivery. Creekside is a fast, friendly, casual pub and grill with a tempting selection of food and beverages. We guarantee you will be amazed. Visit WindRiver.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's Thursday morning. This is Trish Clark. Give us a call at 605-4567 if you'd like to have a conversation with the police chief from the city of Anderson, Mike Johnson. And we've been bouncing all over, but we kind of left this with our youth and our kids. And during the break, Mike and I were talking about, you know, all the things that are going on in this country right now that are downright depressing. You're looking at statues being torn down, businesses being burnt, police officers being killed, other people being shot in the street for no reason other than some kind of a racial bad cop. I mean, yeah, bad cop. No question about it. I don't think anybody has denied that the Floyd killing, it's hard to not say that was a bad cop. Don't care what kind of a guy he was, he didn't deserve to die in that matter. Having said that, all of this other stuff doesn't have anything to it. But it can, with COVID, all the misinformation there, it can get really depressing.
It can, yeah. It's, you know, the unfortunate thing that happens over and over, talking about history repeating itself, is people act on emotionally charged issues, and they're not going off of facts. It's all emotional based. And you know, this tearing down of statues and defacing property and everything else that's going on, you're right, it has nothing to do with it. And I heard that on the front part of your show, and I've got an example for you. At the last police department I worked at, I was putting up some history in the police department because it didn't have anything, and I was trying to just, you know, some esprit de corps and put up the history. And some of the locals had challenged me on some of the couple of the pictures I put up on the wall of past chiefs, because there was some severe corruption that in that department. And what I told them was, it's still the history. The history is the history of this place. Whether you like it or not, it's still the history.
Mm-hmm.
And for that reason, you know, you move on from it and you learn from it and you see it. But just because It's bad history. It doesn't change the fact that it is the history of the place. And it's the same concept with the country and the statues and memorials and everything else that's going on and defacing stuff and acting out in violence and destruction and all that doesn't change anything and it doesn't help anything at all.
And I think that we, as Americans, I said it earlier, I'll say it again, zero tolerance.
Yeah.
Nobody, I don't care whether it's a statue, I don't care who it is. It doesn't matter what they did. If it's there, it's a memorial, it was placed to account for our history. If there isn't a reason, I mean, you're gonna move it because you're building something else there and it's in the way, then you don't tear it down. You leave it alone. I was relating to you during the thing. I watched a thing with President Trump. He was at a conference with young people from across the United States. There was thousands of young people. And I've forgotten. I wish I could remember. It wasn't Young America, but it was another organization. And it was college kids from across the United States. And there was, as I say, literally thousands of them there. And he had five or six of them come up and speak. And they were so articulate and they were so well-groomed and so well-informed. And they talked about the campuses they were on in college and the double standard that we all know there. They're very liberal. They'll allow anybody to come in and talk about the left, but we know all kinds of people that have been turned away when you try to get somebody from the Heritage Foundation or from Young America or from Ben Shapiro or Michael Andrew Klavan or any of the conservatives. And they were speaking about that, and the president just flat out said, okay, that's not going to happen anymore. You need to let me know, let these people in my administration know, we're going to start cutting funding. We're going to cut funding to these places that will not allow the First Amendment, and you have the speaking. I thought that was really uplifting. I hope he carries through on that. And you know, he usually does.
If he says it, he does. And it's the right thing to do. It's supposed to be unbiased, and it's supposed to be protected constitutional right for everybody, not just for one side, either or. And that whole concept is where the police are supposed to operate. You know, there's a lot of pressure across the nation for police chiefs and for police departments to concede or bend or weigh in one way or another. And that's not our job. We're supposed to remain unbiased. There's a thin blue line for a reason, and we're supposed to protect the rights of everybody, both on whether you disagree with it or not. As a police officer, you don't have that right to render that decision when you put on the uniform and the badge and you're protecting a constitution and state laws. You're supposed to be unbiased and you're supposed to protect it and maintain peace. And that's what we're supposed to be doing out there.
You're not supposed to be a participant in the activity.
Nope.
I would hope then that means that nobody on the Anderson Police Department is going to be taking a knee or defacing the flag or walking in unison and saying Black Lives Matter.
You're not going to see it while I'm there, Trish.
I'm so confident of that, and I'm so glad. I think that's the thing that really is frustrating with all that's going on when you see all of these decisions being made by major companies, by the National Football League, by going to change names of towns, please no.
It's frustrating.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it. Do what you were elected to do. Represent all the people. I used to always tell people after I got elected, well, okay, this is a republic. I don't care whether you voted for me or you didn't. Now I'm your supervisor, and I work for you whether you voted for me or you didn't. I don't care.
Right.
And that's the same thing with the police department and our, you know, we're not there to serve the people that elected us. We're there to serve the whole constituency. Our police department's the same way. I wish more of our politicians would get that in their head and look at everybody in their district and not just the people.
And that's exactly it, Trish. We're supposed to be serving the greater good of the community.
That's right.
For the right reasons, not for individual agendas and not for select groups' wills or agendas themselves.
And our future is, again, I think we can say, we've got to pay attention to those young people. I encourage all of our high school kids. I wish they made it a mandatory reading that everybody, that before you could graduate from high school, you had to read the Federalist Papers. You had to be able to be conversant with the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence. And you had to be registered to vote and know what the heck you're voting for. because that's the way we take back this country, is to educate that young population.
That's for sure.
And I don't know about you, but I'm of an age where I've seen a lot of history in the making, and this is a great country. We've got so much to be proud of in all the states in our United States, but it's a responsibility to keep it and stop backing up and stop giving in.
Yeah, and I agree with you. And with everything that's going on, you always fall back on, look, we have a lot to be grateful for, and we do live in the best country in the world, and that's why people have the abilities to do what they do. And it's just frustrating for me when people talk so negatively about the United States and disparagingly over what they got. I wish they'd just get out of the country then. Because you don't know how grateful you are or how grateful you should be for what we've got.
I think we point to the one guy, and I hate to even give his credence, but Kaepernick, when he started that whole kneeling thing. And that's the perfect example of, here is this guy who was adopted by a white family who gave him every good thing that America has to offer. He rose to stardom in the National Football League. Everything good about America was heaped upon his shoulders. And he, what does he do? He turns around and attacks the white population and the country that gave him everything. And he's some kind of a role model.
Amazing.
Amazing. Thanks so much, Mike, for joining me this day.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thanks to everybody out there for listening. I look forward to seeing you next Thursday. And as always, I think Carl says it's the good guys against the bad guys, which are you. We're all good guys here.
All right.
Regional Medical Center. Your life. Your health. Your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.